save your tools and things. On Hit 92.9.
Xavier Jules and Pete catch up for Curtin University, WA's most innovative university.
On Hit 92.9.
Hey, we gave away $20,000 this morning.
20G to the OG.
Yes, literally. Gosh, it's just such a bittersweet moment, right? When there's two people, there's that chance that one's going to walk away with $20,000, the other one empty-handed.
You could tell the reaction of the partner with Tarn, who won the $20,000. That they needed that $20,000.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, that's helpful, I'm going to put in a new kitchen, or that was a life-changing $20,000.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to paint the picture, Tarn just went silent and started crying. Yeah. The husband jumped up into the air and literally ran over to just crash tackle and hug his wife. Yeah. And her 20-year-old son? I'm not sure if you realise, but literally dropped to his knees.
Did he?
Yeah, dropped to his knees and just couldn't believe it.
Crazy. They can't get home. They haven't seen their grandparents haven't seen their newborn, all that sort of stuff. It's,
touches my heart, man. I'm going to be in the same situation in, 2 months' time, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my niece will be born. I get to see him.
Well, so am
I.
Good on him.
You too, with your parents.
And commiserations to Adele, who still walked away with a cheeky $1,600 as well.
And an overnight stay. Yeah.
But like $1,600 for an 18-year-old, great.
Yeah, you're taking that.
$20,000 for someone with three kids on maternity leave, a chicken farmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to change it.
100%. All right, there's plenty of good stuff in the show. Enjoy it. Have a great weekend.
Love you
and
guys.
We'll catch you later.
Bye.
Well, this is it. After weeks and weeks and weeks of going through contestant after contestant, we have our carryover champion officially here with Xavier and Jules. They are outside the studio. I can see them. If you're driving down Roberts Road, give them a toot because you'll be able to see them as well standing on the intersection across the street from the station. Good morning to you guys.
Hey!
Hello from the other side.
Oh, Jules is going with a gag again.
Oh, we've got Adele here with us.
We do. Oh, you've got it, Pete. Ready to go. Well done, mate. Good craft.
Now, we do have our carryover champ here, Adele. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, mate? And are you nervous? You're shaking.
So nervous.
Poor thing. Hold that a little bit closer to your mouth so we can hear you. Poor thing.
Oh, everyone's so close.
we're trying to get really, really cozy with you. $20,000. Bit of a private question. Do you have anywhere near $20,000 to your name?
No, I think I have like $20 in my bank account.
I thought that might have been
much
the case.
So much.
Yeah. And your mum as well too.
Yeah.
But I did notice your mum's not here.
No, she's looking after my little brother and sister.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you are going to split with your mum still if you do win?
Yeah, I can't take it back now that I've said it. So,
yeah. Don't you hate that?
I mean, that's
you
what
you promise something
for.
Like that?
Yeah. I just renege. Whatever.
Now, also standing by, we have Tarn here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Adele just needs to get this answer incorrectly. You don't have to do anything. You win $20,000 automatically. What would you do with the $20,000? You haven't had a chance to think about it yet?
No.
Would it change your life, though?
Yeah, definitely.
And you've got your newborn here. You've got a son of yours, which looks about, I'm going to have a guess, at 18.
Oh!
He's 20? Okay, that's not too bad. And you've got a new addition as well.
5-month-old.
Too. 5-month-old. And you've got your partner here as well, 21. So everything's looking good from over here.
Yeah.
You've got your support. Now, $20,000. Is there one thing in mind that you'd love to spend it on? Just anything, little, big, whatever.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Maybe just clear some bills even, get you ahead, have a savings. Yeah.
Car.
A bigger car.
Yeah.
All right.
Beautiful. Well, babe, you're going to tear
nervous.
Up.
Nervous. We're all nervous.
You just have to stand right. Come over this way. We'll move over towards Adele because you just have to stand there and really not do anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Any last words for Adele before we give her this question?
All the best. Good luck.
Thank you.
I wouldn't want to be in her shoes.
Okay.
So.
Oh, that's lovely.
All right. Then. Are you going to stand there or are you going to stand next to Adele?
I'm going to turn around and open the envelope.
Are you?
Okay. So that just in case I get sloppy fingers or something and I drop it.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it time to open the envelope, Peter?
Just about. Now, Adele, you can hear me perfectly clear, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, here's the deal, right? Xavier has an envelope there. It has the $20,000 final last one standing question in it. He is going to ask you that question, and then you will hear the timer start up. And as usual, and you've been through this a few times now, you've got a few hundred dollars in your pocket, you will have that time to answer the question. If you do not, by the time it has finished, you lose the cash.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right,
now, that $20,000 check is right next to you. That could be yours if you get this next question correct.
I'm going to eyeball you. Pete, am I good to go?
You're good to go, mate.
Stand here next to me.
I don't know why I yelled. Like, I assume you can hear me from up there. All right.
Okay. Best
Adele.
Of luck, Adele.
Out of Xavier and Jules, whose official Commonwealth birth certificate lists their birthday as February 29th?
What the? Oh! Jules?
Okay. The answer is locked in. We do have an answer.
We have an answer.
Now, to get the answer, the official answer, Pete, we've got some audio we're going to play.
Let's take a listen.
I have two birth certificates because I think I was born around midnight. And one says 29 and one says 28. Am I right in saying that I do have two birth certificates and I was born around midnight?
You've got two. You were born at 12:05 on the 29th. They gave you one from the hospital, whereas I think Mum had some influence on that to say you could have a birthday every year on the 28th. But the official one, which came from the federal government, says you are 29th of February, baby.
Oh, there you go.
And I take the 29th because I only have to give you a gift every 4 years.
Yes.
Well, you still owe me eight. You still owe me eight then.
Over to you guys.
So the winner of the $20,000 is Tan. Tan, you've won the $20,000 by official birth certificate. Says I was born on the 29th. Adele,
it was
commiseration.
So
it was
sorry,
me, unfortunately.
Babe.
It was a 50-50 guess.
But I am very close. I was actually born on the 20th, so. Oh, babe.
Oh,
so
the emotion here, incredible.
But congratulations, son. Oh, she's in tears.
At the death.
At the death.
$20,000. How does it feel?
Oh, I'm sorry, Adele.
It's okay. Oh.
The first thing she says is sorry to Adele for winning the $20,000. Maybe let's go to a partner to see.
Yes, we'll go to the partner while we can. We've got tears going everywhere. Sorry, mate, what's your name? I forgot.
Dan.
Dan, what does $20,000 mean to you guys?
It means the world, eh? We're going through a tough time at the moment, and no, it's just...
It's awesome.
You got up this morning without $20,000 at 9 o'clock this morning. $20,000 in your bank account for you and the family.
No, we're just... just thank yous very much, and thank you to Jesus in our life. And, oh, man, it just means so much. With the borders closing, we can't go home. It's awesome.
Hi,
Jules.
All right, babe, we're here. We're still wiping away some tears. You've got your beautiful little daughter here. What's her name? Hello, gorgeous. How are you feeling? You had a chance to catch your breath a little bit.
I'm grateful. I'm just grateful. Shocked. But happy.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'll tell you what we're going to do, guys. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and learn a little bit more about our winner who at the death just picked up $20,000 with the 20K last one standing. Again, commiserations to Adele who made it all the way to the end.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels
and peace. Well, we've dragged them in from the street, are out on Roberts Road, and we just had our $20,000 last one standing winner crowned. Xavier and Jules back in reception with everybody. How's things going down there?
Oh, mate, the tears are absolutely flowing. Some good tears and then Adele, not so good tears,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, you did just miss it. We had Adele, who was the carryover champion.
Yep.
She had $600 under her belt.
Mm-hmm.
She had one question left to answer.
Yep.
And if she got it wrong, then it went over to our person on hold, which was Tan.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the question was who was officially born on the
29th of February.
Xavier and I were both born in February. I was on the 20th. Xavier, you on the 29th.
Fraction after midnight on the 29th, mate.
Adele got it incorrect. So Tan is the winner. But, girlfriend, you've got... We can't let you go empty-handed, right, X?
No, we can't, mate. So you've got 600 in your bank.
Yep.
We're going to give you another 1,000 on top of the 600. So $1,600 in the bank. And just so you can spend a little bit of time away and you might find something to do with the $1,600, we'll give you an overnight stay for two people at the New Quest Perth Ascot.
Thank you.
So $1,600 in your kitty, mate. Well done. I hate seeing people cry. You got the snot coming out the beak. It's all happening.
I don't feel mine. I know what it's like.
Hopefully, I know it's not 20,000, but hopefully that can ease the pain a little bit.
Thank you.
No worries, mate. Sorry about...
Sorry, babe.
Not everyone can be a winner, but $1,600, well done to you. Now we're going to move Pete back to Tarn, who's ended up with the $20,000. We need to know a little bit more about... You, Tarn, you're on maternity leave?
Yeah, I am.
You've got a five-month-old little one?
Yep.
And what do you do for a job?
I'm a farmhand at a chicken farm, so, like, we vaccinate chickens and...
Oh, whereabouts? Out near Midland?
Hoon Hill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been over in Perth for?
Be 9 years this year.
Nine years?
Yeah.
From New Zealand?
Yep.
How hard has it been not being able to go home and see your family?
Hard. My mum was supposed to come over before she was born, and then the COVID hit, and so we just Skype her.
So. Oh, so you still haven't met?
No.
So maybe, hopefully, potentially in the near future, the $20,000 might see some family come over, or you might be able to go back and visit your family in New Zealand?
Yeah, hopefully.
Now, I noticed your son here behind you. He's holding on to you very tightly. Is
a little bit more like attention, this, 20 grand richer.
$20,000. Probably just got like one something.
He wants a little bit.
This happens all the time.
Is it something you register a fair bit? Do you try and get involved in this sort of
thing? I do.
How did you go about getting involved?
Well, because I like entering competitions, and I'm pretty good at winning stuff. So when I got the call, I thought, oh my, I couldn't believe it. It was like, whoa. So I kind of kept it under wraps. I didn't tell anybody except my mum. So
How's that phone call going to be?
Oh, she's going to cry.
Yeah.
She's going to scream. Yeah.
And whereabouts in New Zealand is she?
Gisborne in the North Island.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Got friends from there. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
$20,000 richer.
Will you stay away from the chook farming for another month or two
you
got a bit of spending money?
Yep.
Congratulations, $20,000. From what we heard, it's something that you needed and it's going to go to great use.
Yep.
So congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you, guys.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen piece.
Xavier, Jules and Pete, there's something you've got to say. Teach, we'll say the word and you have to obey. It's only three letters, no more and no less. Xavier, Jules and Pete, you've just got to say yes.
Little bit of backstory. About a month ago, the boss came in here, Tim, said, guys, I know you don't have a mystery prize, so I'm going to do something instead. Just say yes. And whatever you say yes to, I'm going to throw some money in the kitty. So X... You've said yes, got $700 in there.
5 days.
5 days worth of work. Teach is in the studio now. Hello, Teach.
Good morning.
And Jules, it was your turn yesterday.
What's up?
Let's take a listen to how your little trilogy sit in.
Yes, I had to watch 3 Star Wars movies. Star Wars movies back to back.
Horrible.
Man,
nine-ish.
What was it? 2 and a bit hours. Like each movie was like 2 and a bit hours.
Oh my God, 7 hours of Star Wars. Heaven.
Pikachu.
Absolutely heaven. Anyway, we'll come back after this. Take a listen. You just gotta
say yes. Julesy, you know that I wouldn't throw you under the bus, right? Just gonna get you to watch a movie.
Star Wars. Back to back.
To back.
Back. No!
Let's roll it.
You gotta see. The scrolling, rolling
it's
words.
It's just writing on the screen.
No.
You know what it looks like?
What?
Word art. Too much writing on there for me. Oh, there's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, that's R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Oh, is that Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, that's a stormtrooper. That's another stormtrooper.
The little robot-y thing.
No, that's R2-D2.
Where's Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi doesn't come for a while yet.
Oh. How many stormtroopers are there?
There's lots. There's always lots.
What's the gold robot's name?
That's C-3PO.
What does that stand for?
It stands for shut up and watch the movie.
I am your father, Darth Vader.
That's Darth Vader. Well done.
I'm so bored. I have no idea what's going on.
E.T. Fold Corb.
Looks like the Abominable Snowman. Ah! Oh, I just took his arm off.
I still have no idea what's going on. Gosh, Harrison Ford looks young.
Hey, Jules, wake up, Jules. Where is she?
Jules, Jared, back in your room. There's still got 1.5 minutes to go. Let's go.
I have rewound it to where you walked out. Besides, watching it twice, it's the greatest thing that could ever happen to you.
Help me. It's Princess Leia. Princess Leia.
Gosh, Leia changes her hairstyles to braid.
That literally looks like it's from the Gremlins.
Chewie! Look how curly Wookiee's hair is. He's had a blow wave. See? That's like curly. It wasn't curly like that before.
Do a Chewbacca.
It's Predator.
There's the gold bikini that Peppy wanted to put you in.
Are you serious? This is actually like a really exciting time for me to be around the office because I'm never usually here. So what do you guys do? Look at Princess Leia. Damn. Look at old Beyonce.
What we miss?
Nothing.
Are these two going to hook up? I feel like they are.
The third one literally looks like the first one.
Ooh. Getting saucy.
That's hot.
I'm over this. I don't want to do this anymore.
You will be.
You will be. I'm impressed that you've stuck it out, to be honest.
Oh, my God. Finally completed. I can't believe it. I'd just like to thank M&M's, roasted cashews, Macca's for my frozen post-mix, Coke and a can of Sprite. And Teach for waiting this out with me.
And Pete just sticking around because he had to do something else anyway. Ah, done.
You did all right, mate. It's not a big ask.
All right.
Yeah, you did okay.
I can't believe people do that by choice.
Do you know what I learned? Harrison Ford's in it.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And Princess Leia.
Which we call
Princess Slayer.
Slayer.
Changes it in every movie. She changed her hair.
Mm. Yeah. A different person.
I have to admit.
No, no, different hair.
Different hair. Yep. Like, changed the hair. Like, you know the first one? It's like the one with the big buns on the ears. And then she goes to a braid. And then she goes to, like, a really nice hairstyle at the end. Well, I reckon you should watch the third one, which is the sixth one.
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, that one. It It's my favourite. That was my favourite out of the three. No.
Oh.
Wasn't, but if...
But it was your favourite.
Out of
the best
of those
of a bad
three,
bunch.
Yeah.
How many stars? Out of five.
Oh, no, but I'm not a sci-fi fan, so of course I'm going to give it one.
They're all getting one stars?
Yeah.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the third, that sixth one would get like a star and a half.
Okay, well, 3.5 stars isn't bad.
No, yeah, out of 15.
Each movie. Yeah. The trilogy, I'll give it a 1.5.
Now... You've got $300, Teach.
Yep.
She's got $300 in the kitty.
Yep.
But there's an extra $100 up for grabs here.
That's right. So, Jules, when we said just say yes,
yep.
Part of that was that you had to pay attention, sit mm-hmm. through each of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And what we wanted you to do was come in and do a bit of a synopsis, so a bit of a review of each of those movies. But then I thought about it a little bit more, and yeah. I thought, you know what, let's just test your knowledge.
So I've been up all night writing a review on each movie.
Well, it's a good way for you to reflect on what you've watched, and now you can apply your knowledge.
Right.
So we have a question from each of the movies. Let's see how you go for the extra $100 that will go into the mystery prize.
I do just want to say that I don't retain information very well either. Like, I was watching the screen and nothing. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Okay,
so,
good excuse. Right. Star Wars, A New Hope. What planet does Leia tell Tarkin the Rebel base is on? Kessel, Dantooine, Yavin, or Dirk Teal?
Yavin.
What?
Say one.
I'll go the last one.
Dirk Teal, no.
Can I guess with
Dantooine.
Her?
Oh, my God.
Which one was it?
Well, you guess with her.
I said C.
Yeah, it was Dantooine, which is B.
Okay. Oh. I'm here to help you.
Okay.
You didn't watch it.
Mate, best 2 out of 3. All right. Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. What does Luke tell Yoda is his reason for wanting to be a Jedi? Is it Princess Leia?
Yeah.
Is it Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru? Obi-Wan or his father?
His father.
Well done, Julesy.
All right, you get this one, mate. An extra $100 in the kitty. From Return of the Jedi, what were Vader's last words to Luke? Was it, may the force be with you, leave me, remember me, or you were right?
It's the last one, you were right.
Oh, you were right.
Yay! Yeah.
Well done, my friends.
Thanks.
May the force be with you.
Oh, shut up.
Hit 92.9's. Take your chosen
piece. Hey, Mama.
Hello.
What you doing?
I'm just cooking.
What are you cooking, Mum?
I'm cooking some Filipino dish.
Yeah, which one? I'm quite.
Patatim.
Oh, delicious. What is chicken. It?
Pork.
Oh, God, pork. Sorry, I do it a bit differently over here in Perth. Hey, Mum, I'm not sure whether I'm meant to tell you this or not. Jules is going away for the weekend.
Where's he going?
No, I'm just going down south.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's new? Back where I used to live.
Yeah, what's new? Yeah. What are you, what's
I don't know what Xavier's on about. Hey, Mum.
With a man.
Hey, Mum, did you see that Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom had a baby?
Yeah.
What did you think of the name?
Oh, not too bad.
Daisy
like
Bloom,
Daisy
you like
Bloom?
It?
Hey?
You like it?
Yeah.
Just backtracking away from Daisy Bloom. Mum.
No, let's not talk about that.
Jules is going
again.
Away for a yeah. weekend with yeah. a lover.
I don't think so.
See, Mama Jules knows.
Well, she's dressed up. She's got black slacks on, a nice jacket, and done her makeup. I think I'm right, Mum.
That's me every morning.
Oh, okay.
See, Mum doesn't know what to believe now.
No man. That is it.
No women, man.
He had a good man before here.
No, I didn't.
And he's a good man.
No, he wasn't.
She's got a good man now. I can tell you that much, Mama. He's a.
I don't think so. I don't think this one is better.
No, you're wrong.
He's a ripper, and he spoils her rotten. What are you going to be doing while you're down south, Julesy?
Just going shopping.
Fishing.
Just looking around. Yeah, fishing. Going to some restaurants. That kind of stuff.
Fishing sounds good, Mama.
Must be you got plenty of money.
Fishing's free.
Hey, Mum, we're giving away. Speaking of money,
fishing, she doesn't even like fishing.
Yeah,
well,
I do love
she
fishing.
Does now.
Oh yeah, right.
I used to fish a lot when I was younger.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, Mum.
Younger.
Yeah.
Mum, we're about to give away $20,000 to someone. What would you do with $20,000?
What did I do for $20,000? My God, I come to Perth.
Oh, you come visit Jules.
Yeah. For shopping.
Yeah. She wouldn't come to visit me. It's just somewhere free for her to stay.
To do shopping.
Yeah.
Hey, Mum. Mum, I hope you have a really good weekend. And are you still got the kids and is your back okay?
Yeah, my back's all right. Everything's okay now.
Oh,
and you're better. You sound a lot clearer.
Yeah.
Not as congested. Yeah. Okay,
they say 14 days for the COVID, so we're all clear now. It's good to hear.
Excuse me, I don't have any COVID.
Oh, get up in, Mama.
Yeah. I'm just busy doing stuff for the little baby coming soon.
Yeah, but I do have a knee stew in October.
What do you got to do for that, Mum? You got to set up a cot or anything?
No, I'm just washing all the baby clothes.
Oh, the ones that have been stored away.
Yeah.
Hey, Mum, I'm having another baby in October as well, or the end of October, November. Maybe me and you can do Mother's Club together.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do that together?
Yeah. Oh, just wait until the baby comes.
And then we do it.
Yep.
I love it.
I'd actually
pay. So what are you having, a girl or a boy?
I don't know yet.
Oh, Mum, ask Zay what he's going to call his little baby girl if they have a girl.
Oh, my God, Nadia!
Oh, sorry, that's my other niece.
Oh, my God, Nadia.
All right, Mum, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, then bye.
Love you.
Enjoy your weekend, whatever you do.
I'll call you after the show, Mum.
Plenty of kissing.
Don't listen to Zay.
No, boyfriend. I'm going to flog him when I come there.
Well, that's the end of that.
Oh, savage love, Mum.
He's going to flog them.
Oh, white Mercedes. It's coming your way, mate.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels
and peace. Worst gift you've ever received off the back of my mate's daughter copping 50 Women Artists You Should Know.
A book. For a five-year-old.
Yeah, that's the thing. She's five.
Aww.
Maybe can you read at five?
Sorry?
Can you read at five?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, but, or what are you, what sort of stuff are you reading?
Well, not a bloody novel.
Not Harry Potter's yet? No.
No, you're not in Harry Potter's yet. Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
But certainly not 50 Women Artists You Should Know. Anyway. Oh, let's go to the calls. Hey, Sarah.
Sarah Bear.
Hello.
Oh, hey, there girl. You are. All right, what's the worst gift you've ever received?
A goat.
That actually sounds amazing.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
A picture of a goat.
A picture of a goat.
Yeah. So it was for me and my sister, and we got a picture of a goat when I was 8 years old.
So not a real goat?
Not a real goat. It was for some other kid.
A kid gave you a picture of a goat, maybe? he was before his time.
And no, it was my auntie. My auntie gave me a goat.
Yeah.
A picture of a goat.
And the goat was for someone else.
What? I'm confused.
You need to start from the top. Your auntie?
Oh, auntie donated a goat on her behalf to somebody.
Somewhere in another country?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, but when you, okay,
and
that's
that was
beautiful.
Our Christmas present.
But when you're eight, that's not what you want.
No.
No.
And you got a picture. Like, did you get a picture of the goat that was donated?
No.
It wasn't
just
even
a
goat.
Oh, I was going to say, because you know the goats, are usually gifted because then they eat them.
It's also a sign that you could be the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a subliminal message.
Hey, Cass.
Hello.
Hey, babe. Cass. What was the worst gift you've ever received?
Well, my granddad gifted my brother for his 21st birthday one of their entertainment books. And then when he opened it up, it had my granddad's business sticker in it. So it's something that he gifts to his clients.
Wait, what's an entertainment book?
The thing that has the vouchers in it to restaurants and activities.
A big thick book that'll say 25% off to Aqua and 50% off to here. You gotta buy them.
He didn't even buy it for him. He gets given them and then he gives them to his clients.
Is he known as a bit of a tighter A55?
I mean, actually, when we were kids, he gave really good presents, but I think he may have just forgot because he said, he left the restaurant and said he had something in his car for him and came back with that. So it wasn't even wrapped. I think it was just a spur of the moment. I've got an entertainment book. And then, I mean, he could have ripped the sticker off and he could have got away with it.
Oh, bless him. How is your pa?
No, he's doing good. He's great. Love him.
Oh, that's great. Good stuff.
I wonder if you did your brother use any of it?
Mate, they're good books. Have you seen them?
It to me, so I ended up.
Yeah, you've got it.
Yeah, good regifting.
That 10% discount to the movies on a Tuesday always comes in handy.
Hey, Natalie.
Hi.
Worst gift, mate. What do you got?
My mother-in-law gave me a mop for my 21st birthday.
Sending a message?
Well, my house is always clean, so I wasn't sure if she was being nice and buying me a new one or if it just wasn't clean enough for her.
Wait, was it like a bougie one? Like you know, one that you get off, you know, the infomercials and...
Yeah, it was one of those...
You know what it was, babe? She got one from. She got one for herself. It was a two-for-one deal.
Two-for-one.
Sure.
Probably. Xavier Jules and Pete catch up for Curtin University, WA's most innovative university.
On Hit 92.9.
Save your tools and peace.
On Hit 92.9.